We are joined by Steve Wachusky, the owner of Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Now, Steve, in politics, we keep hearing about fraud in the election. It's not just the election where there's accusations of fraud. There is absolute fraud going on in the field you're in, because you actually experienced it. Another company told two people, and they called you and got a second opinion, that their, what is it called, red tagging a furnace, that their furnaces needed to be replaced, and they wanted a second opinion, which Sabre will do free of charge, that second opinion. And it turned out, what, neither one was bad, neither furnace?
Yeah, it's really too bad. You know, I don't know if it's half or 60% or 40% of the companies out there that are competitors. You know, they send out a selling service technician. And, you know, we do just the opposite. We send a technician out there. Most of our guys don't even like selling. They like to go in. They fix the furnace. They get in, they get out. They don't sell you things you don't need. But one of the common things that happens in industries, both with furnaces and air conditioners, you'll have a selling technician come in. They'll look at your furnace. They'll find a little rust spot or something and say, oh, geez, your heat exchanger is cracked. You've got rust on it. We have to red tag it. They shut it down. They shut the gas valve. They shut the power off to it. And they say, you need a new furnace. It's going to be $5,000. We can do it today.
Oh, my God.
Most people panic. They freak out. Oh, my God, it's 10 degrees outside. My furnace doesn't work. Well, if you can be here today, we'll take it. And unfortunately, a lot of people end up doing that, and they end up way overpaying for a furnace. And it's really too bad because, again, these selling technicians, obviously, they're paid a commission to do that. And again, I don't know what the percentage is. I know a lot of the ones that advertise on TV behave that way because we hear it. You know, we have that deal where we'll give you a second opinion for free if you are red tagged. And we had two of them this week. And it's really a shame because we went into both of them. And one was 14 years old, and the other was only like 10. We go in there, like, we look at the heat exchanger, you know, we get underneath it, pull the blower out, look underneath there. Put a camera in there and everything. You're looking. We do a carbon dioxide test. There's absolutely nothing wrong with these. Furnaces.
Nothing. So there was nothing wrong. It wasn't like something needed to be replaced. They were fine. Oh,
now
that's
one
that.
Of them, they were,
oh man.
One of them was brought out because the furnace had a, it was the inducer motor or something was wrong with it, and they red flagged it saying it was a cracked heat exchanger, and then it was out on this furnace tune-up, and they thought it was cracked, and in both cases it was. Just absolutely nothing wrong with it. You know, most furnaces will last at least, you know, 15, 20 years. That's why I think this guy, it was 14 years on the oldest one. Like it was close to that 15 to 20 years. And, you know, they just play off of people's fears. It's really too bad.
Now,
again, not all companies are like that. I mean, I can name a lot of them that are good competitors of ours that I know they don't do that. But a lot of the ones that are on television and advertise, some of the so-called bigger ones.
Yeah.
They're very well known, and we see it, and we see it a lot. Like I said, just two in this last week, and it's offensive to us because we just don't behave that way.
And that both people, same company they called, or was it different companies?
That one was the same company,
wow.
Believe it or not. And that same company, I think we had at least two or three of them last year, too.
Well, is it? I mean, to me, this is criminal. Are there charges that these people could file, or is there nothing that could be done? Better Business Bureau, but they ding their rating, maybe. Is that about it, or is there anything else that can be done?
You know, we have an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau, and we do talk to those people over there. And I know one of the things they do, I just talked to them, I think it was 2 months ago, we were talking about this exact topic, and they send secret shoppers out.
Oh.
And they catch some of these guys doing it. And, it's because there's been a fair amount of complaints, because I don't know which ones of the ones that we talk with. Call the Better Business Bureau, but I know a lot of them do. And so they're out there trying to catch these people, but I don't know if it's criminal or not. Dave Bialke could tell us that, but I really don't know.
I'll check with him or Mike Bryant next week. Now,
yeah.
People need to go to sabreheating.com, sabreheating.com. If you're told that you need to get rid of it, the furnace, get a new one, we'll get it to you today. Get that second opinion from Sabre, because there's a very good chance, as you said, it could be 50-50 that you don't need to replace it. But also, if you have any maintenance needs for your furnace, well, you do plumbing, you do air conditioning in addition to that, sabreheating.com. They also have a wonderful Sabre Blue program, which will save you a ton of money, because if you're in there, you have several levels of it, but if you're in the top level, it's not going to cost you anything for labor. just you pay the cost of parts, which often are not as expensive as what labor could be if it's a lot of time. So saberheating.com, or Steve, give the number they can call.
763-473-2267. You can always email me at steve@saberheating.com.
Steve, again, thank you. Steve Okuski, the owner of Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.